Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
With the end of the tax year fast approaching on the 28th of February, boy, just around the corner, now is the time for investors to maximize their tax benefits, particularly those who dipped into their retirement savings under the new two-pot system. Since the system was introduced in September last year, over 2 million South Africans have withdrawn funds, amounting to something in the region of 43 billion rand. But here's the question: what are the long-term consequences of these withdrawals? And what steps should investors be taking to restore their retirement savings while making the most of their available tax breaks? It's an important conversation, and I'm talking now to Megan Fraser, tax manager at Allen Gray. So Megan, for those who have withdrawn, what are the long-term risks if they don't replenish their savings, given that many people, I guess, are not in a position to do so?
Certainly, Jeremy. So I think one of the most important considerations to make is that the balance in your savings component is generally all that you'll be able to access in cash when you reach retirement. So remember, the full amount in your retirement component must be used to purchase a retirement income product, such as a living or a life annuity. So if you do think that you will need to access cash at retirement, for example, to pay off debt such as a home loan, you will need to ensure that you have this amount available to you in your savings component. So if you have already accessed the amount in your savings component and you are now looking to replenish your savings component, or even if you are yet to withdraw, but you want to supplement the amount of cash currently available to you, there are a number of considerations I encourage people to make and to be aware of. So the first fact is that you will have paid tax on your savings component withdrawal at your marginal tax rate. So this is really important to remember, because your retirement fund administrator would have withheld that tax amount from your withdrawal and paid this amount over to SARS on your behalf. So what this means is that the actual cash amount you would have received in your bank account will have been less than the amount that you actually withdrew from your savings component. So if you're looking to replenish this amount, you must just be aware that you will need to look to replenish a higher amount than the actual cash that you received in your bank account. The second really important thing to note is that your replacement contributions into your retirement fund will now be split between the savings and retirement components. So this means that if you contribute 30,000 Rand into your retirement fund today, 20,000 Rand will be allocated to your retirement component, and only 10,000 Rand of that will be allocated to your savings component. So this is important, because when you're calculating the amount you will need to contribute in order to make up for amounts previously withdrawn, you will need to make a contribution that is actually three times larger than the total amount previously withdrawn. The last really important consideration is that you will have missed out on the investment growth that you would have earned between the date that you withdrew and the date that you are now making these replenishing contributions.
So the tax year, Megan, is just weeks away, as I mentioned at the start of our conversation. Why now? Why is it important for people to act at this point rather than later?
So one important thing to remember, Jeremy, is that those contributions that you make into your retirement fund are actually tax deductible in the tax year that they are made, which means that you pay less tax now. So at the moment, your deductible contributions are capped at a maximum of 27.5% of your taxable income or remuneration, with an annual ceiling of 350,000 Rand. These benefits fall away at the end of the tax year. So if you have not contributed to your retirement fund yet and you still have access to this deductible amount, we encourage taxpayers to actually make contributions prior to 28th February to make the best use of those tax concessions.
If I understand this, you have RAs, retirement annuities, and also tax-free investments. Both offer, obviously, tax advantages. At this point, what is a better option for someone who is looking to rebuild?
So a tax-free investment, Jeremy, is a really excellent option when it comes to saving for the long term. So in a tax-free investment, you also don't pay tax on interest, dividends, or capital gains while you're invested in the product. And they're certainly not as restrictive as retirement products, given that you can access the full amount in your investment at any point in time. And this withdrawal amount will not be taxed, as is the case with a savings pot withdrawal. But if we look at the benefits and restrictions of both of these products, we're often asked, as you say, which investment choice is best? So one of the most important things to be aware of when you are building a financial plan that makes sense for you is that retirement funds and tax-free investments are built to fulfill different objectives. And therefore, it may not be a case of making an either-or decision, but rather to consider using both of these vehicles to cater for different needs.
How do you determine the tax deductions for RAs? A lot of people, I would imagine, may not realize that that is something that they can take advantage of.
No, certainly. So if you look at your taxable income for the year or the maximum of your remuneration for the year, you times that by 27.5%, that is generally the amount that you will be able to contribute to a retirement fund and get those deductions. The really great thing about a retirement fund as well is that if you do contribute in excess of this amount, you don't actually lose that benefit. So that benefit rolls over into future tax years. So it kind of becomes a benefit that you never actually lose. So it's not as important to think about what is the maximum I can contribute, but rather how much can I afford to contribute? And if I don't get the benefit now, I will get it in future tax years.
I guess that given that so many people are cash strapped at this time, people would be tempted to make regular withdrawals from that savings component each year. Mm-hmm. And that is perfectly understandable. But you'll tell me that this is a dangerous habit.
No, certainly. So I think one very important thing to remember is that when you do take your cash out of your savings component, you will be taxed at your marginal tax rate. And that kind of replaces the benefit you got when you actually contributed. So that's one very important thing to note. The other thing, Jeremy, to remember is that National Treasury's intention when putting in place the two-pot system was to create some level of flexibility for retirement savers to access these funds in an emergency and not to access it every year. So those considerations I gave earlier around what you need to think about when looking to replenish your savings components, as well as whether or not you'll require cash at retirement, are very important to think about before you dip into those savings.
And just a final one, a key issue I understand is balancing accessibility with long-term savings. That makes sense. So should there be tighter regulations on withdrawals, or is that flexibility important?
I think that the flexibility is definitely important, Jeremy. And I think a lot of taxpayers would have experienced some financial hardship during COVID and really realized that access to retirement funds is very helpful in certain circumstances. But what I would encourage taxpayers to think about is when you're thinking about withdrawing, consider whether or not you'll be better off by actually withdrawing from your savings component, or are there other ways to cater for an immediate need for cash? So I think that everybody's situation is slightly different, and I do understand that taxpayers will have a differing set of circumstances and different factors to consider. But I think before you dip into that savings component, really consider whether it is the best possible financial decision for you in the moment. And then also, as I mentioned, look to recontribute to replenish those savings in your savings component in future.
Appreciate the explanation. That's Megan Fraser, Tax Manager, Alan Gray. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.